What's up? It's me, Ange. Sorry, I'm actually feeling a bit under the weather tonight, but I am barely here. Welcome. I figured tonight we'd talk about a few things. Got sort of a running joke right now. What do ants, tacos, and fighting have in common? The answer? Today, maybe? I don't know. Truly, fuck if I know. I just know today was a day. That's the only way to put it. We do big breakfast Sundays. So basically what that means is every Sunday I will make a big breakfast for the family to enjoy. And it happened just like any other Sunday. I thought everything was fine. Felt a little more tired than usual, so I figured I'll take a nap. Woke up probably around 3, and I thought, oh man, I gotta get dinner started. So I walk over to the kitchen, and there are ants all over. Well, not all over, but by the sink, and going down underneath the sink and on the floor. And it's these tiny little, I guess they're called sugar ants. They're so annoying. Of course, I didn't realize it until after I'd started taking out the Brussels sprouts and the asparagus and making sure that I had a clean pan that I wanted to use. And that's actually when I saw them, and I was just like, what the heck? Anyhow, I go crazy with ants. Like, you don't understand how neurotic they make me. So, I'm like, okay, let's figure out where you're coming from. I will end you. Sure enough, this takes me about half an hour of just watching them, following them. And I can't really pinpoint it because it looks like they're coming from underneath the sink, but I'm not sure quite where. So I take everything out, our soaps, our sponges, our dishwashing liquid, which we never use, fire extinguishers, just everything. Put it in the middle of the floor, and I'm sitting there watching them. And there's two areas where I think they're coming from. So I do, to me, what is a logical thing, and I clean them all up with a disinfecting wipe, all of them, and sit and wait to watch them come out. And of course I see them come out from the two different areas that I couldn't tell where they were coming from. So they are either underneath the house or coming from underneath the outside, because our kitchen is right in the back of the house. At this point, I'm just so angry because I see that they're feasting on some crumbs on the floor. So of course, more angry than usual, I go ahead and we have some taro traps. I open those up and I put them down. Start trying to position them in areas where the ants will get to them. They seem, for the most part, not very interested. I place them, what I think is strategically, 3 of them. Because I have 6, so I figure 3 of them today, and I'll check on them tomorrow and the next day to see if they need new ones, and I'll use the ones that we have remaining. Anyhow, I am upset, and I lecture my kids, but the whole while watching the ants, making sure that they don't spread out, which of course they do, but I'm trying to keep them contained to one area. my husband wakes up and, you know, he just watches me. This happens every year, by the way. I don't like spring poison, so this is every year. And he just kind of says, "Hey, what's for dinner?" And I just tell him, "You may want to take the kids out because I'm busy." And he goes and lays back down. Typical, I guess. I'm already mad. I'm not going to make things worse. But, you know, like half an hour later, and it's almost 4:30, he says, "What are we going to have for dinner?" Again. And I said, "You may want to take the kids to go get something because I'm busy." And he just says, "Ants?" "Yep, ants." "Okay." Lays back down. I continue lecturing the kids again because what else am I going to do? I'm upset. This happens every year. And I tell them every year, we need to make sure that we're cleaning correctly, that we're doing our chores. And, you know, I have a boy whose chore is to sweep every night. And he just either hasn't been doing it or he's been half-assing it. Either way, there are crumbs all over by the cabinets. And maybe that's my fault, simply because I'm not a helicopter mom. I'm not a hovering parent. I don't know. I'm not too anal about this type of thing. I find other things to be more important. But for the most part, you know, my kids are not young anymore. I expect them to do things and do things right. I expect them to comprehend reasons why we say and do certain things and to learn from them. This child is now 14. He just turned 14. He's my middle child. And he just doesn't give a shit. It's so beyond me. Anyhow, placing blame doesn't matter. It's too late. But just basically lecturing the kids because my youngest is going to be 11. And so my logic is, you guys are getting older. Why aren't you learning? And I ask them, can you remember a year without ants? Of course they can't. And I was honest with them. I said they didn't start until the middle child was a certain age because he liked to sneak food in the room, into his bedroom, and would hide it or would hide wrappers. And the ants were attracted to that. This was in a previous house, but still. I said, before that, we never had ants. And that was several years. But every year, I am constantly finding food and wrappers in places I shouldn't be. The kids have their own rooms. They have their own bathroom. I find things up there. I find things in the garage, which is where they go and they make their lunches. It's insane. And I tell them, why aren't you guys learning? You guys are old enough. No response. By this point, anyway, it gets late. They haven't eaten dinner. I was actually getting up to make dinner. Still hadn't made it simply because I am so upset trying to keep the ants at bay. Husband wakes up again and says, "You may as well take them because I'm too tired to go." Okay, that's fine. I tell the kids, "Get ready." I place the order on the app for Taco Bell. Get a party pack. And we drive over there. On the way, husband texts me he wants something from Carl's Jr., which is right next to Taco Bell, so I go, okay, fine. I placed the order anyway. The order was placed at, I want to say, 6:48. My logic, It's not ready, so let's go to Carl's Jr. It'll be ready, then we'll pick up the Taco Bell and head home. I might actually be able to eat something. Nope. Not today. We head over to Carl's Jr. I place the order. We wait. And it's ready just after 7, which is my cutoff for eating. My personal cutoff. Not the kids, not my husband's. And I think to myself, okay, that's fine. Whatever. But we head over to Taco Bell. My youngest starts telling me, I didn't want tacos, I wanted a burrito. Okay, that's fine, we can place an order. He then changes his mind again. I want the cravings box. Okay, that's fine. I say, let me get a cravings box. And then my son says, never mind, I don't want that. What? And now, of course, it's myself and the guy at the cash register trying to figure out what the order is. People walk in after us, get in line, so I finally say, okay, fine. Let me get this $5 loaded nacho taco box, and I also placed an online order for tacos at 6:48. Is it ready? He looks over to his right, and he says, no, it's not, but we'll get that right out. Okay, no problem. I pay in cash for the tacos. He gives me a receipt for that, and also a receipt for the taco box. By the way, it's now 7:08. That's what it says on the receipt. And as soon as we find a place to sit down to wait for our food, I get a text message. It's the same minute, by the way. It's still 7:08. It says, your order has been received. Thank you. It'll be ready in 5 to 8 minutes. Just pick it up at the counter. And I'm just thinking, wow, okay. That's really delayed, but 5 to 8 minutes is not bad. So we're waiting. And waiting. 8 minutes comes and goes. They have called everyone in the restaurant that was in there before us and everyone that was there after us. And our food, actually it was just a taco box. They did call us for the $5 thing that my youngest wanted. But the tacos that I placed on the app, nope. Nowhere to be seen. And I wait, you know, because I see that they're busy. They're not just standing around. They're actually making things. So I figure, okay, they've got to make it soon. I checked the time on the receipt for the taco box. It was 7:08. It's now 7:30. Still nothing. So I walk up to the cash register and ask the young gentleman, you know, hey, are you guys making this yet? Because if you check on the app, it says it was ready at 6:48. And of course he says, oh, let me check. Comes back, no. They haven't made it yet. I said, okay, I want my money back. Oh, you have to ask for it on the app. So I look on the app and I said, no, it says that once it's being made, I can't request my money back. And since this shows that it was ready for pickup at 6:48, I can't ask for my money back. So I want you guys to refund me. Do you want to talk to a manager instead? No, I just want my money. Okay, because a manager is going to have to give it to you. Okay, I want my money back. Okay, I'll get my manager. I actually waited about another 8 minutes. I was the only one at the counter. And there were two other couples there who were already eating. And at this point, even my son, my eldest son, comes up and says, hey, Mom, what's going on? And I said, oh, apparently I'm just wanting to talk to a manager. So after several minutes of waiting, you know, a guy comes up in a different shirt. I says, yes, may I help you? I said, yeah, I want my money back. Oh, well, it's just because we're making your order right now. I said, okay, I want my money back. Well, it's just that we don't actually take these orders. And I just looked at him, this teenager. And I'm just like, okay, I want my money back. Well, the thing is that we're making it. I said, okay, but if you look on the app, and I showed him the app, that says it was ready at 6:48. Was it ready at 6:48? No, ma'am. I said, no. On top of that, I got this receipt when I came in here to wait for the food, and my son actually ordered something else, and it says, hey, it's going to be ready in 5 to 8 minutes. I was like, that was at 7:08. That was 20 minutes after I placed the order. 7:08. And I waited until 7:30 before I came up to say anything. But now you're telling me after waiting several minutes to talk to you that you're just now making it. I said, but I asked for my money back several times now. I just want my money back so I can go. And he goes into this long story about how, well, the thing is we've been having problems with the app for, you know, a couple of weeks now, and then I'll say that, but it's not true, and we're not getting the orders because they're not being charged. And I said, so wait, are you saying that you didn't get my order because I wasn't charged? Well, yes, ma'am. So thankfully, I pulled up my email and I said, because there's a charge right there on my card at 6:48 p.m. And he had nothing to say to that. And of course, his saving grace was another gentleman from the back came and had the taco box in hand. And he said, are you Angel? I said, yes, well, here's your tacos. I said, okay, but I don't want them. I want my money back. He doesn't even miss a second. He just goes, well, we're busy. And I looked at the other guy, the manager, assumingly, and I said, I'm asking again for my money back. But he's not talking this time. It's the other guy. And he says, yeah, I understand, ma'am, but we're busy. I said, okay. Is everyone else waiting almost an hour for one box of tacos? To which, of course, he doesn't respond. I looked at the other guy, the manager, and I said, has anyone else waited almost an hour for a box of tacos? He says, no. I said, exactly. And you guys didn't start making this until a few minutes ago when I started talking to you, right? He confirmed. He goes, yes. I said, okay, perfect. In the meantime, I have asked for my money back several times. I want my money back. I don't want this. And then he stops talking again because the other guy opens his mouth and starts telling me how, well, the thing is, you know, we didn't get your order until you told us. So, I mean, we didn't make it until he told us, but we made it really fast. To which then my response was, no, actually, because I pulled up the second receipt that they gave me. I said, you guys knew about the order at 7:08. It's almost 7:45 now. You just now brought these out. And they both had nothing to say, but none of them were moving to give me my money back. At this point, I just was so upset. I was like, you know what? I can see it in your eyes. You guys are not going to give me what I want, and you just want me to leave. Is that correct? And they just kind of went, I said, exactly. Have a good night. I took the tacos and left. Upset, of course. Came home, tried to find a way to give feedback on the Taco Bell app. Nope, could not. So I went to the Taco Bell website and found a link for giving feedback, gave it there. Do I think it's going to matter? No, because this is the second time that I've had a problem ordering on their app. The second time was a few months ago, but the gentleman there told me when I asked how come it took so long to get my order ready when I got a notification that it was ready 20 minutes ago, he says, oh, it's because you weren't here, because it won't actually put your order in until you're in the restaurant. Which makes no sense. because I've ordered several times on the app without any issues. I think they just make things up as they go, but it seems to get worse. I really don't know what I expect. I guess my feedback is going to fall on deaf ears. But then, of course, I get home. The kids and the husband eat. It's past 8 o'clock. Lo and behold, I get a text message from Taco Bell saying, "Your order is ready for pickup." And within a minute, get another text message saying, "There seems to have been a problem with your order. Please go to the pickup counter." And I'm just like, what? I'm already mad because of the ants. Then I'm more mad because of this shitty encounter. And now, of course, my husband starts getting on to me because, well, you're in a bad mood. Of course I'm in a bad mood. Just leave me alone. I've had enough for the day. I am starving. And we have ants in the kitchen. Plus another terrible encounter at a restaurant. I can't deal with this shit. I'm going to bed. But that just becomes another fight. Telling me, well, you need to get in a better mood. Because it's that easy, right? Just, yeah. I'll just be in a better mood. No problem. Everything has been a fight lately, though. And I just... I just don't know. If I have to look for something that they all have in common today, it's that they all happened on a day that was supposed to be a lazy Sunday. That's the only thing I can think of. But I guess that's the thing about having kids and being married, right? You have kids. You never know what is going to happen that day. It's up to us to be adults, take things in stride. But in a marriage, it's just work. Some days are amazing, they go by super fast. Other days, you just want to punch a punching bag. I don't know. I wish I had a punching bag. I don't. Sometimes you just, I don't know, want to throw something. But again, I don't. Because I am an adult, I have to lead by example. It's not always easy. Anyway, that's my thoughts for the day. I guess I'll go back to trying to get some sleep again. Until I actually fall asleep. Thanks for listening if you made it this far, and have a good night.